biofuels. We teamed up with Biofuel Watch earlier this year, and we had the first and the biggest protest against biofuels yet in the UK. So here to talk to you from Biofuel Watch is Almuth Ernston.
When I first went on a campaign against climate change march a few years back, our main worry was that governments were blatantly ignoring climate change in their policies. Today, things have changed, but hardly for the better. Today, we are seeing a whole range of policies pushed under the banner of climate change mitigation. But many, if not most of those policies, on the one hand, either protect business as usual for the fossil fuel industry, for agribusiness and logging and plantation companies, while at the same time opening up new lucrative business opportunities for the very corporate industries that have driven us to the verge of global collapse and extinction. Today, we not only need to work for real and adequate responses to climate change, we need to also stop the false solutions pushed by governments and corporations, which are accelerating climate chaos and species extinction even beyond business as usual. Agrofuels have within barely 3 years grown into one of the greatest threats to rainforests and other ecosystems and to biodiversity, on which all of us depend for our survival because they are essential for regulating the world's climate. I would like to quote here from a statement which Via Campesina, Global Movement of Peasants and Small Farmers, has just submitted to the UN Climate Change Conference in Poznan. They are saying small farmers and peasant communities are among the first victims of climate change. However, it seems that farming communities are more threatened now in the immediate present by the so-called solutions to climate change promoted by corporate interests, G8 countries, the World Trade Organization and the World Bank than by climate change itself. And they go on to explain how industrial agrofuels and other false solutions are dressed up as climate change responses, when in reality they are far more about securing long-term energy supply and allowing energy consumption to keep growing. And this is why Via Campesina, together with hundreds of other civil society groups and social movements, is calling for an immediate moratorium on agrofuels. Public awareness has risen that agrofuels, promoted as biofuels, far from being a solution, make the crisis even worse. So has policymakers and industries resolved to forge ahead regardless of the cost. In the next few weeks, the EU is likely to approve the Renewable Energy Directive. Yet far from being an occasion to celebrate, Friends of the Earth, BirdLife International and others just yesterday condemned the actual proposals currently contained in the directive, saying that the specific interests of the biofuel industry prevailed at the expense of the world's poor biodiversity and efforts to fight climate change. If we want a hope of stopping catastrophic climate change, we will need to stop both fossil fuel burning and the destruction of ecosystems, which requires us to stand up against the false solutions. Today, across the world, in particular in the global south, struggles by small farmers, by indigenous peoples, by forest communities and others, who are standing up against agrofuels and other industrial monocultures as they are against industrial logging, big hydro, mining and fossil fuel extraction, are among the most meaningful and powerful struggles against climate change. When it comes to agrofuels, those struggles in the south will succeed only if we in Europe can mobilize strongly enough to stop the agrofuel industry and the policies here which are driving this destruction.